This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Not your favorite place to shop.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Tough economic times present a challenge for any business, especially when you're in retail. This morning, Sears reported earnings fell by nearly 50% in the fourth quarter. Prices had to be cut during the holidays to clear inventory, especially on appliances and clothing. Sears already has plans to reorganize. That'll include Kmart, too. Not a lot of movement in the stock market yesterday. On one hand, there's the likelihood we'll see lower interest rates. But how will corporate profits grow if the economy gets weaker? The Dow gained 9 to 12,694. The NASDAQ was up 8 points, but the S&P slipped about a point. Asian markets were mixed overnight. Japan's Nikkei was up, but the market in Hong Kong lost ground. The major markets in Europe are lower at this hour. Pilots for British Airways are angry with their company over plans for a new low-cost transatlantic subsidiary. Now, this dispute could lead to the first pilot strike at BA in 30 years. And now they're getting support from fellow aviators at American Airlines. Stephen Beard has more from London.
British Airways pilots have voted overwhelmingly to strike. They're protesting over the airline's plan to set up a separate division flying from continental Europe to New York. The pilots believe that BA will cut pay and benefits for staff working on the new services. A major American union is throwing its weight behind the protest. The APA represents 12,000 pilots on American Airlines. Keith Bill of the British Pilots Union welcomes the American backing.
Well, the British airline pilots are absolutely delighted to get the support. They've had calls of support from around the world now, and this is particularly welcome because the problem facing BA pilots is a problem facing pilots in every country in the world.
He claims that American Airlines set up its Eagle subsidiary in the States in order to cut pilots' pay. If American and BA are grounded, that could shut down two-thirds of the flights between the US and London's Heathrow. Talks to avert strike action at British Airways begin on Monday. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
This country's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are an expensive undertaking. The Joint Economic Committee recently pegged the total cost at about $1.3 trillion. Other estimates are much higher. Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz predicted the number will ultimately reach $3 trillion. He'll testify on the subject today at a congressional hearing, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
The $3 trillion figure reflects the broad economic impact of the war, including billions of dollars to provide long-term health care for veterans. Bob Hormats, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs International, will speak about the issue at today's hearing.
My suggestion would be a tax on upper-income Americans, specifically dedicated to a fund to make sure that wounded veterans have their health care that they're going to need.
Hormats has written a book examining how American wars have been financed from the Revolution onwards. He says previous generations did a better job at financial oversight.
Harry Truman, who was then a senator, had this watchdog committee called the Truman Commission and probably saved the U.S. government $15 billion during World War II.
Unlike past conflicts, Hormats says the current war has not triggered cuts in domestic programs nor tax hikes. But with war costs rising, history may yet repeat itself. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More ThriveQ.com. Middle East Reporting is supported by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org.
I try to avoid accumulating stuff. I guess it's a habit left over from my years of living in New York, where space comes at a huge premium. But sometimes you just got to have that storage locker, especially if you're in the business of accumulating stuff. Jill Barchet reports on what museums do when they're bursting at the seams.
There's a museum in Spanish Harlem. El Museo de Barrio is undergoing a major renovation. Director Julian Zugazagoitia is getting rid of 2,000 square feet of backroom space.
Those 2,000 square feet we are giving now to public access. And so there's going to be a multipurpose room, cafe, and a better way of accommodating our public.
Now that he's lost that space, he has to find somewhere to store, catalog, and repair his art. His collection is growing. He's added 500 pieces in the last 3 years. Like scores of museums around the country, Museo de Barrio is outsourcing. Zugazagoitia hired a Brooklyn company called Surround Art. Owner Mick Murray says Surround Art services are in such demand that his facilities are now 8 times the size they were 3 years ago.
There's a real estate issue here in New York, and even museums within their own buildings are getting, their back of the house is getting forced out. They have less space to house the people and house the collections.
It's not just storage space that companies like Surround Art can offer. They know how to care for fragile contemporary pieces. Some works are made of materials that can decompose. Mick Murray says climate control conditions are a big selling point.
The thing that damages objects the most are rapid change in temperature and humidity. You're looking for 70 degrees temperature, 50% humidity.
At El Museo de Barrio, Zugazagoitia says he doesn't save money by outsourcing. In fact, it's increased his operating budget by 3%.
Of course, it's a difficult thing to sell to a funder. Nobody will give you money to say, well, this is the such-and-such storage room of El Museo del Barrio.
But Zugazagoitia says the extra expense will be worth it. When the renovations are done, there will be a courtyard for salsa dancing. He hopes his museum's new frills will increase his attendance figures and give him something he can take to the donors. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Next week, the Morning Report will come to you from Cairo, Egypt. Scott Jagow will be your host as we kick off our special broadcast. Hope you can join us for The Middle East at Work from Marketplace. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.